Welcome to The Successful Strategist, a podcast on strategy, management, and governance dedicated to helping you answer the most important questions any organization can ask. I'm Mitchell Muncy, a consultant who has co-founded or led five startups, for-profit and non-profit, spanning the media, public policy, and higher education. And I've served on fiduciary boards for industry, academic, and youth-serving organizations. In these practical five-minute episodes, I cut through jargon and myth to offer you the same advice I give my clients. Good morning. This is the eighth episode on fundamental ideas it's necessary to understand before developing our strategy. Last time, we discussed why the conventional distinction between strategy and execution is false and harmful. Today, we begin to tie together the topics of the last seven episodes on fundamental ideas by asking where we most often find barriers to an organization's success. Bain Consulting sets forth five basic beliefs that underlie its approach to strategy. The first is that there are few bad businesses, but many bad strategies. Bain's research shows, for instance, that it's better to be the leader in a bad market than a follower in a good one. Even in a troubled industry, 20 to 30% of companies with genuine advantages, as opposed to mere strengths, will consistently grow more than 5.5% per year while returning value to shareholders greater than the cost of financing the business. But even in a booming industry, only 2 to 8% of companies will consistently grow and return value if they do not have genuine advantages. Several episodes ago, I mentioned a survey of the most common reasons startups fail. Only 2 of the 20 reasons listed had anything at all to do with external forces. And even where these 2 reasons were concerned, in most cases, the external forces were identifiable far enough in advance for the startups to have judged that they would cause serious, if not fatal, problems for the business. In another survey, the firm Innovation Leader studied the biggest obstacles to innovation in large corporations. None of the obstacles they identified had to do with the company's external environment, but rather with their internal politics, poor strategy, or lack of executive support for new projects. What these and other such surveys consistently indicate is that an organization's internal qualities have a much greater effect on its success than its external environment. It's not a surprise, then, that Bain's research also shows that whatever executives may say in public, in private, 85% cite internal problems as the main barriers to their success. But we should notice not only where the barriers are, internal rather than external, but also what kind of barriers organizations encounter. An inability to focus, superficial market research, weak business plans, negligent hiring, bad management. These are not technical problems, but problems of discipline, understanding, and judgment. Even when a problem presents itself as technical, if we ask what made that technical problem possible and trace the problem back to its origin, we will almost always find an issue with the judgment of the leadership of the organization. No strategy framework, no amount of brainstorming, no level of funding, passion, or determination, and no consultant can help an organization whose leaders aren't succeeding at the inner challenge of ignorance, overconfidence, or impatience. But like the fact that bad is stronger than good, which we discussed a few episodes ago, the predominance of internal barriers turns out to be good news, because it means we have much more influence over our situation than we might presume. My suggestion for today is to think of an area in which you tend to presume that your organization is at the mercy of external forces. Try to trace the problem back to its origins by asking at every step why certain circumstances are the case and what you might change about your approach, that would allow you to influence the situation in your favor, even just a little. Next time, we'll have our final episode in this series on fundamental ideas, and we'll discuss the most important question we can ask when developing our strategy. This question turns out to be key to overcoming internal barriers to success. Most people learn about podcasts from friends and colleagues. If this episode was helpful, please take 30 seconds right now to recommend The Successful Strategist to one other person and share it on social media. And don't forget to subscribe yourself if you haven't already. If you'd like to receive my free twice-monthly email, which includes show notes and a summary of an important article on strategy, management, or governance, sign up at thesuccessfulstrategist.com. I'm glad we could invest this time together. Remember that being a successful strategist doesn't require specialized training or unique insight, just a commitment to asking the right questions. The Successful Strategist is a production of Prospera LLC, a consulting firm providing strategy development, nonprofit due diligence, crisis management, and interim executive management to mission-driven organizations and philanthropists. Learn more at prosperallc.com. This is Mitchell Muncy. Talk to you next time.